Chapter 2.
"I'm afraid it's bad news, Harold," Dr. Darrell Richards said. "As I suspected, it is ALS."
It was a gorgeous early spring day in March of 1986. Through the windows of the doctor's Santa Barbara examining room, the sky overhead was a clear, untroubled blue. 46-year-old Harold Hansen heard the words in stunned silence and knew that life as he knew it was over.
"As in Lou Gehrig's disease?" he managed finally.
Harold had been only a year old when the famed ballplayer succumbed to the illness that would eventually become synonymous with his name. His father, Leif, who had emigrated from Norway in the 30s and had somehow turned himself into a multimillionaire lumber baron, had loved the great American pastime with all his heart. Harold had grown up listening to his father tell anyone who was interested, and a lot of people who weren't, that Lou Gehrig was the best damn ball player of all time, and that it was a hell of a shame what happened to him.
"Yes," Dr. Richards agreed simply. "Lou Gehrig's. How long do I have?"
Dr. Richards replied with a silent but eloquent shrug, one that spoke volumes.
"So you have no idea?"
"Years, if you're lucky.
And if I'm not?
A matter of months."
Harold had noticed that his right hand was going wonky on him. There were times when he could barely hold a soldering iron anymore, to say nothing of keeping it steady. But being unable to open a new pickle jar Irene had handed him 2 weeks earlier had been the last straw. He'd made an appointment to see Darrell, who was both his personal physician and also his golfing buddy until Harold had started having trouble with his grip and connecting with the ball. During the exam, Harold had answered a string of seemingly unrelated questions. Had he experienced any difficulty in walking recently? Well, yes, he'd tripped a couple of times, maybe, but nothing extreme. Any weakness in his other limbs, in addition to the gimpy hand? Well, maybe a little, especially in his right leg. Any difficulty swallowing? Let's see, every once in a while.